So we'll start by just sitting quietly for a couple of minutes. Absolutely nothing to do. As we're just sitting here, we can let things drop away. We don't have to be the busy person we were yesterday. Don't have to be anyone particular at all. Now taking awareness down to our connection with the ground. letting ourselves be supported by the earth. Feeling that support of the earth, we can relax and give it our weight. From that stable base, bringing awareness up into the body, letting the spine be open, just being with the body for a minute or two, with the feelings, with the sensations. How is it now? Now that we've touched base with our experience, let's become aware of the whole context within which we're practicing. So let's start by taking our awareness out. Until we come to the circles of protection that we set up in the dedication ceremony last night. So firstly, there's the great ring of soft, open lotuses. Feeling the qualities of the lotuses, particularly their openness, their receptivity to life. Beyond the lotuses, the great wall of Vajras. Again, feeling their qualities. Feeling that mysterious, paradoxical combination of complete stability of the diamond and all the dynamism and energy of the thunderbolt. Beyond the Vajra wall, it's a great ring of dancing flames. Feeling the liberating quality of these wisdom flames, burning up doubt, burning up confusion. These three circles form the limits of a great mandala within which we're seated together, practicing together, helping and supporting one another. In this protected Dharma space. We're all focused on the heart of the mandala, in which are all the qualities of awakening, all the qualities of enlightenment. And here they're all embodied in the form of the Buddha Shakyamuni. Allowing ourselves to open, to be receptive to the Buddha and those qualities of love and wisdom, generosity, freedom, complete peace and ease, and so on. So before we have tea, I'll just say a few things about spiritual receptivity, maybe more reminders than anything else. So as we know, we have this mandala of spiritual practice, and spiritual receptivity sits right at the center of it, right at the heart of it. And spiritual receptivity is open awareness that's open to life and to experience, without clinging, and ideally without any kind of reference back to an ego. And it's present in all aspects of our Dharma life. It's that receptivity, that openness has to be there for spiritual friendship to happen. It has to be there for us to have an ethical sense. It has to be there in right livelihood, and so on. There's no Dharma life without it. But as this is a meditation retreat, we're particularly concerned with the meditative aspect of it. And the meditative aspect is just sitting, where we're sitting with that real openness to experience, with an awareness that's light, bright, and free. Ideally, when it all goes according to plan, or even better, when there hasn't been a plan in the first place. So awareness isn't caught up. It's not caught up with trying to recreate experience or push experience away. So there's a fluidity to awareness with just sitting. Sometimes it's referred to as objectless awareness, but in a way the object is that you're completely with whatever is appearing now in awareness. And that's constantly changing, and you allow it to constantly change. Because very usually we don't allow experience to constantly change. We're for or against it, and we're either trying to hold on to it or to push it away. And out of that, we create likes and dislikes, and out of that we create habits, and out of that we create repetitive ways of being. And just sitting is a way of learning to, if you like, decondition ourselves from all that, and to allow awareness once again to be free, to sort of just move freely from one experience to the next, like a butterfly or something moving around, not getting caught up, not getting lost in the same old patterns. So in Bhante's terms, it's moving from reactive mind to creative mind. So when I did a retreat here on this topic about 3 years ago, we moved all around the mandala, sort of step by step, so seeing how just sitting was supported by integration, and then it was supported by positive emotion, then it was supported by spiritual death, and supported by spiritual rebirth. So I'm not going to, don't want to get into that sort of pattern, so we're not going to do that again. But at the same time, in a way, there's something natural about that sequence. It's like the beginning of a retreat. You have to kind of gather yourself. You have to kind of gather your energies. You have to become aware of who you are in your fullness right now. So there has to be an integration process, and that leads to an opening of the heart to be receptive to experience. Well, that, your heart has to be open to the experience. So that involves looking at what we really care about, and finding more of a flow of emotional energy, and finding where that's blocked. Otherwise, again, we won't be able to just sit with all the richness and sometimes difficulty of our different states as they arise. And in a way, it's only when we've done some of that work that we can really look at the nature of our experience, the nature of ourselves, the nature of what appears to be the outside world, and so on. It's only then that we can really go into insight and spiritual death. And it's only with seeing how things really are that there can be a really deep opening to the qualities of awakening, to our deeper potential. It's only then that there can be even a real opening to Adhisthana. So even though we're not going to spend time going neatly round the mandala, still organically we will. So I've been talking about just sitting as if it's a meditation practice, but in a way it isn't really. It's more simple than that, it's more unstructured than that. When Bhante used to teach it, he'd tend to say something like, "Now we're going to just sit. Don't make an effort. Don't not make an effort." And that was about it, really. And I think Bhante aimed to have an aspect of our sitting practice where there weren't guidelines about things to do and how to do it, and there's that 700-page collection that Vijayadevi put together of Bhante's teachings about meditation, and you look for the section on just sitting, and there isn't really one at all. It's hardly there in those 700 pages. Because really, when you're just sitting, you aren't trying to do a practice. There's just the flow of experience. But to get us to that point, we need to practice. And there are sort of levels. When we talk about just sitting, that can mean different things. So there are different levels to it. Just sitting can mean just settling. Bhante, very often when he did teach meditation classes, he'd try and get them sit quietly sometimes in the reception room, and then when they came into the meditation room, very often there would be he'd just leave them to settle for a little bit. There's just sitting, which is you're not doing the mindfulness of breathing, you're not doing the metta bhavana, you're not doing a formal practice. You're just with your experience, but it's at a level where things are just settling down. If you've had a busy day and you sit on your cushion very often, and to start with just sitting, if you do it, is just settling. And then there could be just sitting at the end of a structured practice where you're savoring, dwelling in the effect of what the structured practice has brought about. So you do mindfulness, breathing, metta bhavana, visualization, whatever it is. And then you let go of that and you just sit with the results. So there's just sitting in that sense of allowing a positive mental state to sort of permeate your being and to feel how it is to be in that state without making any effort. And then there's just sitting as a standalone practice, let's call it that, of developing awareness. So your practice is, as I say, the object of your practice is whatever is arising in any of the six sense fields right this moment. And you're not choosing which of those six sense fields to concentrate on. It's just you're with the unfolding flow of life. You're with the unfolding flow of your experience. Just being with that. And we'll be doing quite a bit of that over the next few days. And then there's just sitting, not as any kind of practice, but just sitting when actually the ego clinging has fallen away and there just is a naturally aware flow of experience. That's all that's there. You're not doing anything to make it happen. It's just happening all by itself. And in a way, that's where all the other practices are trying to take us to. Just a natural openness to life, moment by moment, without having to make any effort to be aware of it. In fact, without there being anyone being aware of it, there is just that aware flow. So just sitting can mean different things on different levels. And you can have a kind of pure just sitting where you really are just, there is just openness. You are just being open to your experience. And then there's kind of supported just sitting where, for instance, you might be open to experience, but you're giving yourself some kind of anchor or some kind of support to stay with things. So you might be open and aware, but still keeping some kind of sense of awareness with the breath. Yeah, so maybe like some of a percentage of your awareness might be with the breathing, just to give you a bit more stability in the so that your awareness doesn't get lost in the flow of experience. Because the difficulty with just sitting, if you haven't set up the conditions for it, is that you do just drift, and there's no benefit to just drifting. We've been doing that according to the Buddha, kalpas, so we don't need to do that. Yeah, so we can get lost in what somebody once called klesha soup. You just, you're sort of swimming around in there somewhere, but you're simply just following your usual tendencies to get lost. And having got lost, your habitual propensities, your habitual tendencies come up. So if you haven't set up the right conditions for just sitting, then just that natural drift is what will tend to win out. And there's no benefit to doing that at all. So over these days, we'll be spending some time working with practices to help set up the conditions, as well as just sitting. And we'll also be looking at various bits of teaching from Bante and from traditional sources, which I hope will help us to kind of really tune in to the qualities of just sitting and how to encourage our minds to open and be with experience in that very open, free, aware, bright way. Okay, that might be enough just to get us in the territory, in the ballpark.